Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
Welcome to episode 15 of Empires, Dominance and Legacy. Today, we explore the rise, expansion, and global impact of the Spanish Empire, one of history's most influential empires. Known for its vast colonization efforts in the Americas and beyond, the Spanish Empire shaped world history through its contributions to global trade, culture, religion, and politics. The story of the Spanish Empire begins in the late 15th century with the unification of Spain under Ferdinand of Aragon and Isabella of Castile. Their marriage in 1469 consolidated the major kingdoms of Spain, laying the foundation for an ambitious and expansionist monarchy. In 1492, the same year they completed the Reconquista by expelling Muslim rulers from Granada, the Catholic monarchs sponsored Christopher Columbus's voyage westward, seeking a direct trade route to Asia. Instead, Columbus's expedition led to the accidental discovery of the Americas, igniting a new era of exploration and colonization. Spain quickly established itself as a dominant colonial power. In the early 16th century, Spanish conquistadors ventured into the Americas, driven by a thirst for wealth and the desire to spread Christianity. Figures like Hernan Cortes and Francisco Pizarro led campaigns that toppled powerful indigenous empires, such as the Aztecs in modern-day Mexico and the Incas in present-day Peru. These conquests were marked by advanced weaponry, strategic alliances with local tribes, and the devastating effects of European diseases on indigenous populations. The colonization of the Americas transformed Spain into a global superpower. Vast quantities of gold and silver were extracted from mines in Mexico and Peru, fueling the Spanish economy and strengthening its monarchy. The influx of precious metals also had a significant impact on Europe's economy, driving inflation and contributing to the emergence of global capitalism. Spain's newfound wealth financed its military campaigns and strengthened its position in Europe, allowing it to dominate international politics throughout the 16th century. Beyond wealth, Spain sought to extend its religious influence through its colonial ventures. The Spanish crown was deeply committed to spreading Catholicism across its territories. Missionaries, including members of the Franciscan, Dominican, and Jesuit orders, accompanied conquistadors and settlers to the Americas, establishing missions to convert indigenous populations. This religious effort profoundly shaped the cultural and spiritual landscape of the Americas, embedding Catholic traditions that endure in many countries today. Spain's colonization efforts extended far beyond the Americas. During the Age of Exploration, Spanish expeditions reached Asia, Africa, and the Pacific. In 1521, Ferdinand Magellan's expedition, funded by Spain, achieved the first circumnavigation of the globe, demonstrating Spain's maritime prowess and ambition. The Philippines, named after King Philip II of Spain, became a key colony in the Pacific, serving as a vital link in Spain's global trade network. One of the most defining features of the Spanish Empire was the establishment of the transatlantic trade network, which connected Europe, Africa, and the Americas. This network was driven by the demand for labor, resources, and goods.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Enslaved Africans were forcibly transported to the Americas to work on plantations, particularly in the production of sugar, tobacco, and other lucrative commodities. This tragic chapter in human history laid the groundwork for the modern global economy, with profound social and cultural consequences that still resonate today. The Spanish Empire's political structure was highly centralized. The monarchy exercised direct control over its colonies through a system of viceroyalties and audiencias, which ensured royal authority across vast territories. However, this centralization also led to inefficiencies and local resistance. The vastness of the empire made governance difficult, and communication delays often hindered decision-making. Moreover, indigenous uprisings and conflicts with other European powers posed constant challenges to Spanish authority. By the late 16th and early 17th centuries, the Spanish Empire began to face significant challenges. The massive influx of wealth from the Americas created economic imbalances, including inflation and a dependence on imports. Military conflicts with rival powers such as England, France, and the Netherlands drained resources, culminating in key defeats like the destruction of the Spanish Armada in 1588. Additionally, the empire's reliance on forced labor and exploitation sowed resentment among colonized populations. The decline of the Spanish Empire became more evident in the 18th and 19th centuries. Enlightenment ideas and growing nationalist movements inspired independence efforts across Spain's American colonies. Starting with revolutions in the early 19th century, Spain lost most of its territories in the Americas, including Argentina, Mexico, and Peru. By the end of the century, the Spanish-American War of 1898 marked the final blow to Spain's imperial ambitions, as it ceded its remaining colonies, including Cuba, Puerto Rico, and the Philippines, to the United States. Despite its decline, the Spanish Empire left an indelible legacy. Its influence can be seen in the languages, religions, and cultural traditions of its former colonies. Spanish is the second most spoken language in the world today, and Catholicism remains a dominant religion across Latin America. The architectural, artistic, and culinary traditions of the empire continue to shape global culture. The Spanish Empire also played a pivotal role in the development of the modern world. Its maritime explorations, establishment of trade networks, and interactions between diverse cultures laid the foundation for globalization. The Columbian Exchange, which saw the transfer of crops, animals, and diseases between the old and new worlds, reshaped societies and ecosystems on both sides of the Atlantic. Thank you for joining us on this exploration of the Spanish Empire's rise, dominance, and enduring impact. From the colonization of the Americas to its global trade networks, the Spanish Empire reshaped the world in profound and lasting ways. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we'll explore another empire that has left its mark on history.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.